Probably the most famous legendary character in English folklore, Robin Hood is also one of the most elusive. The popular outlaw from Nottinghamshire has fascinated people all over the world thanks to the legends passed down through the generations and turned into countless books, films, and TV series. The general consensus is that Robin Hood lived in Sherwood Forest, in the heart of Nottinghamshire, with his companions, or merry men, and that he robbed the rich, who passed through that forest to give the spoils to the poor. According to the stories, his arch-enemy was the Sheriff of Nottingham, a local agent of the central government. Other enemies included any wealthy landowners, particularly rich members of the church. Many attempts have been made to prove that Robin Hood was in fact a real historical figure, but the only concrete evidence of his existence can be found in a few chronicle references and ballads. Although some of them date back to the 14th century, even the medieval chronicle writers who make reference to Robin Hood clearly state that the ballads themselves were the only source material available to them. These old documents are the closest we can come to any written evidence that such a person existed, and they don't even contain all of the familiar elements of the story. It wasn't until the 16th century and later that the Robin character changed from being a simple outlaw to a fallen nobleman. Robin's lady love, Maid Marian, didn't appear till later still, when the stories took on a more romantic flavour and lost some of their revolutionary nature and social bite. One popular modern belief is that Robin Hood lived at the time of Richard I, the great Crusader king who earned the title of Coeur de Lion, the Lionheart. Richard was said to be the hero of Robin Hood and his merry men, as they campaigned against the cruelty of Richard's wicked brother, John. When Richard was captured and imprisoned by the German king while sailing back to England from a crusade, John ruled England mercilessly, with the Sheriff of Nottingham his most ruthless representative. While many of the stories remain unproven, one thing is certain. Cruelty was an integral part of medieval life. Robin Hood's time was an era of turbulence, rebellions, and agrarian discontent, which led, for example, to the Peasants' Revolt of 1381. The earlier Robin Hood ballads may have been the poetic expression of popular feeling at the time. It's easy to imagine suffering common people enjoying a ballad about a free but persecuted outlaw hunting in the forest and outwitting the oppressive forces of law and order. Perhaps the question we should ask ourselves is not whether Robin Hood was a real figure, but what he came to represent and why. Over the years, he has symbolized Saxon defiance of Norman rule, free access to common land and the forest, and a quest for justice. Interestingly, Robin Hood's political significance today is very similar, centering on taxation of the rich as a means of redistributing wealth and reducing inequality in society. So, perhaps it's not surprising that Robin Hood remains a popular, iconic figure and a symbol of progressive thinking rather than a throwback to the past.
And we follow up with an interview.
In the city of Nottingham, close to the famous castle, stands a statue of Robin Hood drawing his bow. Tourists come from all over the world to take a selfie with this iconic figure. The information we have about Robin Hood comes almost exclusively from literary sources, however. Portrayals of the character have changed over the centuries, and although he hasn't always been considered the hero we see him as today, Robin Hood still exerts a strong fascination over hearts and minds. Speak Up talked with Sophie Milne, communications executive at Nottinghamshire Tourism Office, to ask her why this might be so.
He definitely is a very fascinating figure. He has captured people's hearts for over seven centuries now. And I think part of that is because it is a very exciting story or series of stories. There's a lot of drama there, a lot of adventure. You can imagine Robin Hood running through the forest with his merry men, getting up to all sorts of exciting things. So certainly that part of it has made it a very exciting story that people are engaged with. But I would also say it's because of what Robin Hood symbolises. And actually, Robin Hood can mean very different things to different people. So, for example, we can say that he's a rebel. He stands up for what he believes in and he does whatever it takes to make the world a better place. He fights injustice and oppression. And those are themes that we can really empathise with.
We then asked Milne whether it was possible that he was a real historical figure.
Historians haven't got a definitive answer on this. We don't really know whether he was real or not. There are lots and lots of references to Robin Hood or somebody called Robin Hood or a name similar to Robin Hood over the past nine centuries now. There have started to be references. But this figure has changed over the centuries so much that I don't think we'll ever know whether he was a real person or not.
So, if he wasn't a real person, what might have generated a myth like this?
The thing about Robin Hood is that he changes so much throughout the centuries, and you can see how this legend is changing to appeal to the audiences of that time. So you see different versions of Robin Hood, like, for example, you can see quite violent versions of Robin Hood. He would kill people for almost no reason, which is not really the hero that we kind of know and love today. There's different references to him being a common person. Sometimes he's seen as a noble, like quite a rich person. He's changed over the centuries to appeal to the people at that time.
There have been many films about Robin Hood, and Milne suggests why.
He just embodies so many different themes and concepts because lots of these films that have been made about Robin Hood are very different. We have some that are quite dark and a bit gory almost, and then we have like the Disney version for children, all sorts of different versions in recent history that have a very different approach and different take because there's so much that you can do with this story.
And today, Robin Hood is considered a hero by many people.
I think it's important to say that Robin Hood, particularly the version that we see today, I think he is a hero. I think, obviously, there are versions in the past which are not quite so heroic, but fundamentally, I think it's those core values that Robin Hood embodies. It's standing up against oppression, standing up for what you believe in, changing the world to make it a better place,